Good morning.
How are you?
Good. It's always fun to see your smiling face.
Yours too.
Why don't you, Smitty, get us kicked off into our podcast topic for today?
Today, we are talking about actually why this podcast came about and how it came about, why we jumped in and said yes, and also to share a bit about some of the future episodes we have planned. Tammy, I know we're both chuckling here.
Giggle, giggle.
Yeah. I know that a podcast was really something that you had visioned in your journals for a really long time. So share just a little bit more about that.
Yeah, really long time, at least in my world, a really long time can be like a month. So to say this has been a vision or an idea or a dream for a really long or a very long time, I'm like, oh, that's an understatement. But honest moment here, I am not the most patient person in the world. I know that may be new news to you, Smitty, but yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Really? I had no idea.
Okay, so maybe it's more obvious than I think. Anyway, so I say during my maturing years, I have learned kind of to wait and accept what I call God's timing on a few things. And this is one of those things. And so I have, you know, a handful of strength and skills and talents, yet technical abilities are not them. Zero, zilcho, technical ability or knowledge on how to do any of the podcasting. So it's like I knew if this thing was going to take off, if it was going to be something that we offered or did, that it wouldn't be me alone. And I knew God would have to send partners along the way. And so for the dream to come to life, I needed people. So all that to say, over a 6 or 7 year period of time, I started digging in my journals to figure out when this first landed or dropped on the pages. Couldn't really find anything, so we're just going to go with a very long time. it kept coming up, and so as I would run in or bump into people that I was like, ooh, I would inquire, I would share, I would beg people, like, surely you know how to do this, don't you want to do this with me? But truly, it just fell away. It had never come to fruition. And so enter you, Smitty, on the scene. So this is just funny as I've thought about, you know, how this is birthed and why and what we're doing. And it brought me to our connection and our friendship that I've realized it's been really nothing short of a supernatural ordained encounter. Yeah. And I really laugh thinking about the first time that I met you, or actually I, in my extroverted self, came bounding over to a table where you were sitting by yourself, head down, pen in hand, really, yeah. Don't make eye contact, and I come up and I'm like, hey, what's your name? And it just, big eyes, you look up at me, and so it was just funny as I think about our connection, our interaction, and where we are today.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Do you remember when we first met?
Yeah.
Around that table at that group?
Yep. I absolutely do, because the room was really big. There were a lot of people. I hadn't been participating for but just a very short time, and I really remember thinking, where is the door? And then these people need to switch to decaf because they are way too charged up and there's real high energy and I'm just trying to survive. So yeah.
Oh, funny. All I know is I'd mentioned podcasting together, doing that together multiple times. and so I think another important fact for our friends listening to know is that this, what we're doing, podcasting technology, is something that you and your hubs do. You know a lot about. I would consider you guys pretty much experts in this, unlike my zilcho knowledge or skills. So I was sure this was the partner God had sent me to do this. I just knew it. So how about I pause there and let you share a little bit about what happened when I asked you initially and throughout if you would do a podcast with me.
So my husband and I have owned an audio marketing company for 20 years plus. And
ta-da!
Ta-da! And so we have both a studio and all the equipment, as well as the knowledge on how to produce a show and, you know, what it might need. You know, my husband teaches audio production and all of this at a university down in Indianapolis.
And what I think is interesting, as I interject, is I had no knowledge of a lot of the things that have come about. I had no knowledge that what your guys' background was. And so that's been just another amazing thing to be like, okay.
Truth be told, and embarrassed to say, I didn't listen to podcasts. Isn't that weird? I mean, I never could get into them, mm-hmm. which pains me now. And it's so embarrassing. So whenever you'd mention a podcast, doing one and being, you know, part of a team, I was like, well, that isn't really for me. And so I just would blow it off and like, okay, I don't know who God's going to get to help Tammy, but it's not Smitty. So do you remember when the topic of a podcast really kind of came up in our small group?
I'm gritty, I'm persistent, probably annoying at times, but I'm like, I'm not letting this drop. And so we, Deborah and I, are blessed to be part of a sisterhood circle that is pretty darn unique, amazing, another God-ordained group of women connections. These women are just strong, smart, brave, resilient warrior women that we get to show up and be with on a regular basis. And this is sidebar. We call ourselves the Super Chicks, or Chicks for short. So yes, we have shirts, hats, necklaces, bracelets denoting our connection. So we like to do fun things that make us unique as a group. But anyway, it makes me smile, shake my head as I see each one of their faces. But this Chick small group is a group that meets on Tuesday mornings. And I say we, correct me if I am off base here, but I would say we are some real life grouping and discussing around a big old table when we show up.
Yeah. Yeah. What happens there, at least for me, what has happened there is really real life, because while there might be a topic or something that we're specifically to discuss, there almost always is real life. And around the Tuesday table was really birthed from my own personal experience in the group. The lessons and growth for myself from those Tuesday table conversations, it's honestly and truly, genuinely, it's an homage to each of those women who have taught me so much about friendships and the need for connection. Yeah. The willingness to accept me exactly how I show up around the table, but the really amazing and sweet and beautiful thing is that every time I have come to that table, I have been received with nothing but love, acceptance, and grace every single time I show up. And so I think initially I thought a podcast name would be Lessons I Learned from Around the Tuesday Table, but Lord, who wants to type all that? So, so it is, you know, we landed on Around the Tuesday Table, and it really, it really truly is an homage to the women that come, and we love each other well, all of us.
Yeah. And I would echo your sentiments as far as what you have received. And what has been given to you, to me. And I would venture to say that across the board, that would be a very accurate representation of what happens around that table. Yeah. So, so I guess to hone in a little bit, do you remember when we tossed out the idea about recording our group conversations and doing something? Do you remember that Tuesday that got lobbed out on the table?
I do remember pitching it to the group, and there was resistance, not really because of an actual podcast per se, but really because, as we did talk about, all of us talked about it, so much of what is shared around that table is real life, and some of it is ugly and messy, and there's struggle. Some of it is confidential and is not to be shared outside of our group. Right. That is a covenant that we have with one another.
Yeah.
And then I think collectively, after a discussion, we kind of decided that our Tuesday group really wasn't a platform to share out into the world.
Not yet, anyway.
But you and I kept talking about the name and parked it until something else was placed in our path. And then my girl, Brené Brown...
Your girl.
My girl, who I love. goodness. She launched her own podcast, Unlocking Us.
Amazing podcast.
And I guess you can say the rest is history. I absolutely had to give her podcast a listen. And I asked you if we could have a discussion about that episode and wait for it. Record it with the intention to share it in the form of a podcast. I know. I'm like total shock because I'm eating a bit of humble pie here because truly that podcast was just not ever on my radar. I'd been in a place of limbo for about a year and a half, completed my coursework to become an integrative nutrition health coach with you. We did that course together. And I still couldn't really wrap my head around, you know, what was I supposed to do with everything that I was learning? And then all of a sudden, there it was.
There it was, right. And what's another irony to all this is in March of 2018, I had remembered that you had said yes.
Yeah,
you had said reluctantly, yes, let's give this podcast a shot. And we, at that time, began seriously talking about it and kind of planning. And then we even had the Tuesday Table logo created back in, I was showing like May of 2018. And so then let's just say that the wheels fell off the bus for you, for me. All movement stopped. Insert here a big sigh. There was just that feeling of deep disappointment, yet it wasn't time. And so then I smile big as I say this. Here we are, fast forward May of 2020, where things truly came to fruition. And I just see God's fingerprints all through this, that it wasn't to be then, yet accolades and thank yous to Brené Brown, because Smitty said yes, thank you Unlocking Us, that it launched forth when it did, and that you then invited me along. And I, again, big all caps here, I was cheering, jumping, saying yes, like this was the time for birthing the Around the Tuesday Table podcast. And so Deborah and I say, world, meet our little baby podcast. So here we are, showing up scared, courageous, brave, just trying to take steps.
Why do you think that this podcast is important? Why do you think? I mean, like, purpose, and how do we plan on using this platform to serve and add value to the people who listen? Because there is a lot of work that goes into this behind the scenes. And there are many, many, many discussions. There is the agonizing process of kind of determining and defining why and what our goal is. And it's so labor intensive, but it's a labor of love. And so it isn't just a matter of buying a couple of microphones and sitting down and hitting play and talking, that, you know, we do, there's planning. And so in that, then, Tammy, like, you know, what is our purpose and how do we plan on using this platform and how we're going to serve and add value to people who listen?
Well, I think your first question that you'd ask is, why do I think it's important? So I think it's important because I believe that it's going to support relationships, it's going to support personal growth and transformation, and it's going to support connection with a community of, I know that word, like-minded people. Around the Tuesday table will be a place where we will have real conversations that support each of us pursuing freedom and integrity to live our authentic lives. I see it being a place like our chicks' big old table where we meet in a weird sort of way. I mean, the chicks' table is a tangible thing for you and I, yet metaphorically, I think why it's important is because that environment can happen virtually as well. So I think it's important because it will be a place for women to show up, to love, and to be loved. And I guess I'll just go on here for a minute. Our podcast platform, I think, is a place where wellness and well-being are valued, explored, and encouraged. So our mission, as we've sat with this and prayed over this, is to serve, support, and partner also with experts who we're going to invite on as guests who are going to help teach, educate, share resources with us. We're the beneficiaries as well as to this community, this tribe, this connection group.
Our goal in all of this is for any person who comes and sits and takes the time to listen, is that they'll be able to take away some nugget of truth or information to help live a better life, a more whole, complete life. So glean from the episodes what you can incorporate and what you're comfortable with and what speaks to you, and leave the rest of it. Because I believe that there will always be something in what we're sharing that someone can use.
Just share some of our topics for future episodes and maybe what listeners might be hearing around the Tuesday table as we kind of are planning for the rest of the summer and the fall.
I know that at some point we will be sharing and talking about something from Jen Hatmaker's book, Fierce. We're also planning some things on meditation and why it's something that might be helpful to add in anyone's overall wellness practice. We have some outside expert guests who will bring their own experiences in the arenas of food, aging, grief, self-care, leadership, relationship, spirituality, just really a whole array of topics that really tie into this whole idea of health and wellness coaching on a very broad spectrum. And I'm really excited about what we have planned.
I am so excited about the women, oh my gosh, that have said yes to us about being our upcoming guest. And so, just the ways that God is continuing to work behind the scenes in this has, I don't know, really been pretty humbling. So, here's what I know. You're going to want to subscribe and stay tuned to the Around the Tuesday Table podcast. So I think I'm going to end with this. Smitty, to you, I'm just grateful for you saying yes, not to me, but just to the calling, this vision to step out in faith, doing it scared, head up, looking me in the eyes, and being obedient. I say for such a time as this. So thank you for being a great partner in crime. Excited about what's ahead and can't wait to see how God shows up in the lives of our listeners as well as in our own lives. So I say onward, onward we go, my fellow super chick.
Yeah, I guess this makes me your ride or die peep. One of them, anyway, I guess.
Wrap ride or die. I don't even know what that is or what that means, but I mean, I like it. Yes, 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 yes.
It means whatever you need, I'm there.
That is growth right there.
That is growth.
Growth that and transformation. Growth. Oh.
And so I would say yes, onward, my friend. Oh. And until next time, Oh, don't forget, be sure to hit the subscribe button.
Yes.